This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala al-mabuthi rahmatin lil alamin nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim ma ba'd. Al-yawm al-thani min shahri Sha'ban 1444 al-muwafiq li 23 min shahri فبراير 2023 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك الداء والدواء. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا الزلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين. So today inshallah بإذن الواحد الأحد will be the last class before Ramadan. And then after Ramadan, we come back, inshallah, to complete with the balance. We have a few pages left, inshallah. So, as I said, we will complete a topic today. And then we replace the class of Da'i Wada, which will be around, I think, 2 to 3 classes with Ahkam al-Siyam, the rulings of fasting, inshallah, in much detail, so that everyone will be prepared for Ramadan before it comes, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So last time, I guess if I'm not mistaken, we stopped at the saying of the Mu'allif, وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ وَفِي حَدِيثِ الشَّفَاعَ اِذْهَبُوا إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. We're done with this. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ لِعِبَادَتِهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَكْمَلُ أَنْوَاعِ الْمَحَبَّةِ مَا أَكْمَلِ أَنْوَاعِ الْخُضُوعِ وَالذُّلِ وهذا هو حقيقة الإسلام وملة إبراهيم التي من رغب عنها فقد سفه نفسه. وقال تعالى ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أم كنتم شهداء إذا حضر أول إبراهيم وإسحاق وإسماعيل وإسحاق وإسماعيل التي هي أكمل أنواع المحبة. So this ibadah, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without associating partner with him, this is the most complete branch of the mahabba. Mahabba is this is the reality of the religion of Allah and the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, Millat Ibrahim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us every time to follow is based on this. If somebody is to ask you, what is Millat Ibrahim? You can just tell him, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma akmal al-khudu wa dhul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. So the religion of Ibrahim, the aqeedah of Ibrahim, the manhaj of Ibrahim, you know, the millah of Ibrahim, that nobody tests this body fooled himself. مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. Safi is prodigal, somebody who put himself in that status. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nobody will hate the religion of Ibrahim except a prodigal. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have chosen Ibrahim alayhi salam in this life, in this dunya. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place, wa atainahu ajrahu fid dunya wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin. Allahu Akbar. He said, we have given Ibrahim his reward in this dunya, and he is definitely in the akhirah amongst the salihin, the righteous people. Wa innahu fil akhirati lamina salihin. Wa laqad istafaynahu, has chosen Ibrahim, you know, the closest person to him, the best, the closest one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst humans, Ibrahim, at the time before the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala istafa, wajtabahu ila siratin mustaqim, subhanallah. And if you see what happened to Ibrahim, I mean, what did he do to qualify this? You know, subhanAllah, they are, you know, a couple of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, you know. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah told us after this ayah about Ibrahim being chosen by him. And why did he choose him? Because he has certain qualities which you didn't find them in other than Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً. That's the quality number one. Kana ummatan. He is ummah, a qudwa. A nation that is standing by himself. He was standing for the truth and he resists, you know, subhanAllah. Regardless of the pressure, he lived in a place where there was no Muslim except him and his wife. Everyone is either that mixed his kufr with oppressing others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kana ummatan. The first quality is annahu kana umma, is umma. Kana ummatan. Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan. Qanita lillahi hanifan wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen. Four qualities mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one is annahu kana umma ay qudwa. Qudwa means imam that is imitated by others, an example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed for everyone to follow. That's the meaning of umma. You get it? That's why if you qualify this, sifa, and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and you resist, you know, you don't compromise any part of your tawheed, you will become ummah, even if nobody is following you, you know, answering the questions, the question of many. How do you think, why do you think you are on the correct path, and you are the only one who's saying this? You know, we hear them a lot, people will be saying that, do you think you are on the right track and you are the only one who believes in this? What is the answer? Inna Ibrahim kana ummah. That's why they said, antal jama'a wa in kunta wahdaka. As long as you are holding upon the truth and you don't compromise any part of it, you are the jama'a. You are acting as a whole nation. That's why Zayd ibn Amr, the father of Sayyid ibn Zayd, one of those 10 blessed companions of the Prophet ﷺ at the last moment that gave paradise, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect him, you know, on the day of judgment, wahdahu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he will be resurrected on the day of judgment, wahdahu, alone. Why? Because he lives technically alone in an environment almost there is nobody who was on his path except a few. Those were the nations in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they live alone. And the a very heavy pressure, especially him. Yeah. Waraqa became Nasrani, and he chose not to become a Nasara, not to become a Jew, but to keep trying to trace the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he died upon this. He doesn't know exactly what was that, but consciousness told him that worshipping idols cannot be religion of Ibrahim. It doesn't make sense to him. Drinking wine cannot be the religion of Ibrahim. Doesn't make sense to him. Slaughtering animals in the name of others doesn't make sense to him. And going to the Kaaba and make a circumambulation, you know, the tawaf, and calling other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make sense to him. That's why he used to tell them, if stop when they reach in alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la shaka lak, usually something. Even this one, they have it, the correct one, but they add their own version. So the man used to tell them, stop, stay here, you know, don't add that one. It's enough. Do not say, illa sharikan huwa lak, tamliku huwa ma'amalak. So the first quality that Ibrahim has, which qualifies him to get that status of being the Khalid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, annahu kana ummah. Ummah means qudwa, an example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed for humankind to follow. You get it? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, qanitan lillah. Qanitan means very, very dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, very, very dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You get it? Very, very, very obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qanitan lillahi hanifa. So that's the second quality he has, which qualifies him to get that title of khulla. Qanitan lillah al-qunut. Qanitan lillahi hanifa. Hanifa means al-ma'ilu an ash-shirk. The one that turns away from shirk, is free from any form of association of partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the meaning of al-hanif. Alladhi taraka shirka wa ahlahu. In Surah Al-Mumtahana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that you have the best example given to you in the seerah of Ibrahim. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ وَمَا أَمْلِكُ لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the best example is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you in the case of Ibrahim and his people. You know, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ mean those who followed him. They told their people, إِنَّا بُرَأُ. We are not with you. We are not part of what you're doing. We are not with you. We will never be with you. And we will never agree with you. We set up a barrier between us and you. And وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. That is nothing between us and you except enmity and hatred. As we come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is nothing that is combining us in common. You know, we don't share anything in common. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no that kind of mercy, you know, between the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his awliya is taken. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ. Except for the statement of Ibrahim to his father, when he says, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. You remember, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, Ya Abati, in Surah to Maryam, he was talking to his father, telling him, be very careful. I really, really have the fear of you being punished by Ar-Rahman. And then of the day, the father told him, أَرَاجِبًا أَنْتَ عَنْ أَلْهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَلَّمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ. He said, I will stone you till death. I will stone you. And either you stop or I will throw a stone on you. And then he asked Ibrahim to stay away from him, to leave the house. SubhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim said, لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ. He said, I will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. SubhanAllah, that's the mercy between the parent and their children. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with the exception of this statement, you know, that everything is perfect. But even if, even this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا أَمَّ وَعِدَةٍ وَعَادَهَا إِيَّهَا فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوُّ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. You remember, he promised, he said, I'm going to ask Allah to forgive him. So he asked Allah to forgive him, to keep that promise. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى. It's inappropriate and haram for any prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who follow them to ask Allah to forgive the non-believers and the kuffar. It's haram for you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them after they die in kufr. Before they die, you can ask Allah to guide them. But to ask Allah to forgive them after they die, a Muslim is not allowed to do that. And this is very clear, because nowadays we have some people through their modification of the religion, they will tell you, yeah, we can still ask Allah to forgive the non-Muslims when they die. No, Allah clearly said you shouldn't. You don't trouble them in their religion, you don't disturb them, but let them deal with their religion. when one of them died, he felt so sorry for the family. Can it? You are feeling sorry because we lost him. No? Yeah, losing him not because of death, no, because he leave this life without iman. This is the greatest loss. It's not about him dying, no, it's about living this life without iman. Iwallah, it's about living this life without iman. This is the greatest tragedy. It's not about losing him. No, losing him without, I mean, he living this life without iman, this is the greatest loss. So, lakum dinukum waliyati. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises us to reply the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ اسْتَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. So, that's the quality number three, right? Yeah, two. قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا, number three. Yeah, حَنِيفًا, that's number three. وَلَمْ يَكُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Quality number four is that he doesn't just say, I'm away from shirk, I disconnected myself from the shirk and the people of the shirk. No, he himself also, he stayed away from the shirk. So he doesn't commit shirk because sometimes a person might not commit the haram, but he lives with the people who are doing haram. He laughs with them, he sits with them, he cooperates with them, you know, not in what they're doing, but have strong ties with them. You know. Ibrahim, no. He stays away from the shirk and he disconnected himself from the mushrikeen. And the last quality mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Shakiran li an'amihi. He is always thankful to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. How to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it just by saying thank you Allah? No. By putting things in the right place. By worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, by putting things in the right place, by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he says, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُدَ شُكْرًا. He talked to the family of Dawood, he said, do shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, practice shukr. Yani, practicing shukr, meaning, you know, to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do what he wants you to do. Not just saying, أَشْكُرُكَ يَا Allah, أَشْكُرُ لَكَ يَا Allah. No. This is not enough. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires from you first and foremost is to practice His Sharia. This is the best form of shukr. To do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. In this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اجْتَبَهُ وَهَدَاهُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Because of those five qualities that he has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen him and guided him and make him the best in those days. Before the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was his son. So subhanAllah, the khullah imma fihi huwa aw fi abna aw fi dhurriyyati, either in Ibrahim alayhi salam or in his descendants, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam through the son of Ibrahim Ismail. Yeah. قال إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Ibrahim to accept Islam. He says, yes, that's it. SubhanAllah. That's how Muslims should be. Do. Just do. Abayka Allah. Stay away. Just stay away. Abayka Allah. This is Islam al-Haqiqi. The real Islam is when you stay away from anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to stay away from, and you do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. No jadal, no argument, you know. Contrary to our nature nowadays. I need to know, you know. So many things, you know, people attach to their acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will not be a true believer until the time you submitted yourself completely with no problem in your chest concerning that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or through his book. Wassa biha Ibrahim bani, and the wasiya of Ibrahim to his children was what? La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. He gave them wasiya to preserve la ilaha illallah. What is our wasiya usually? How to deal with the money that we'll be leaving after we go. The anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the good ones. Number one wasiya they have to the living ones is to preserve the religion of Allah. وَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. ويعقوب. يعقوب also gave the same thing. وصية with لا إله إلا الله. And before يعقوب, نوح عليه السلام also the first messenger of Allah, his وصية to his children is لا إله إلا الله. In the hadith of نوح عليه السلام, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, نوح told his son, وأمرك بلا إله إلا الله. And I command you to say لا إله إلا الله. So this is the وصية of الأولين والأخرين. And this is the best وصية that you give to your family members. وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينِ. So they all told their children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this deen for you. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Do not let yourself leave this life except in a state of Islam. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us the deen also. Allah says, وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى has chosen for us Islam to be our religion. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي. And then Allah سبحانه وتعالى talked to the Muslims as well as the Jews, you know, were they there when death approached يعقوب عليه السلام. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت Death approached Yaqub alayhi salam. إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. The question he asked them before death, he realized that now is the moment that he has to leave this life. So now is the best time for him to advise his children, because he's going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never to come back again. But you need to make it on the right that way. And they are all on the same page, you know. So he called upon his children. He asked them this question. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. What would you be watching after me? I need to know what exactly you need to be watching after me. And they all told him, نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. He told them, we are going to be worshipping your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the creator of your four parents, you know. Who are they? Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, that was his grandfather. Okay? Ibrahim or Ismail. Ismail, that was his uncle. Ismail or Ishaq. And what is it? That was his father. Okay? وإسحاق إلهًا واحدًا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلهًا واحدًا ونحن له مسلمون. That's why in Tajweed, when you read Quran and you reach the space and your breath is gone, then begin with وإسحاق and then إلهًا واحدًا. اللغة. Since you said Ishaq, then you said Ilahan, there has to be interpretation for that. But still, the first meaning that comes to the mind, if you begin like that, is that Ishaq, Ilahan, Wahidan, Waliyadu, Billah. So the best thing is to go back. Na'bur Ilahaka wa Ilaha Abaika, Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq. You can stop here. And then he says Ilahan Wahidan, wa Nahnu Lahu Muslimun. Or you just continue if your breath can tolerate. Continuation. Anyway, so they told him that we will be worshipping the ilah of your father and the ilah of your grandparent also. You see here, they told him, they said the ilah of your parents. If you look at them, Ibrahim is his grandfather. Ismail is his uncle. Ishaq is his father. He called Ibrahim also. Father. Those of you who are studying fara'id, this is good for you. This is an evidence used by those who believe that if a grandfather exists, the siblings, all of them are kicked out. Just like what the father is doing. Because if the father exists, the siblings, all of them will find their way out of the portion of the inheritance. Get it? They will not be in the system. As long as the father exists, he will kick them out. يَحْجِبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. And this is the opinion of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his daughter Aisha ibn Qayyim, and many, many scholars. Although majority of the scholars believe that the grandfather only deprived one type of siblings from inheritance. Who are they? The uterine siblings. The siblings that are connected to the deceased through the mother alone. But he will not deprive the siblings that are connected to the deceased through the father, either both father and the mother, or through the father alone. الإخوة للأب والإخوة والإخوة الأشقاء. They said he would not deprive them because the level is the same. Why is it the same? Because he, the deceased, is connected. He is connected to the deceased through the father. And they are also connected to the deceased through the father. So they're in the same level. One person is linking them to the deceased, and who is the same person? Also father. That's why the majority of the scholars said they will inherit together with him, and they brought that most complicated way of inheritance. It says the jadwal ikhwa. Yeah, if you see the time when people will run away, students will never wish to have this question in the exam, is the jadwal ikhwa. You get it? So this is one of the evidences used by Ibn Qayyim to support that opinion, that says grandfather stands in the position of the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ أَبَائِكَ, he called Ibrahim Ab. That means he is also Ab. In the hereafter, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ibrahim will meet his father, Abihi al-Ab'ad. He says, Abihi al-Ab'ad, that's the grandfather. But in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ. And many scholars said that was his grandfather, not the father, Derek's father. You get it? So this is one of the evidence. I just want to, in case you study Faraid in the future, you already have one evidence to support that opinion, which is the correct opinion, inshallah. Yeah, the correct opinion, inshallah. Although the matter of Faraid is based on the court, you know, in the country. Yeah, every country has the madhab they are following. A person has just have to follow the system in the country they live. But in the classes, when you're teaching, you emphasize on the best opinion, which is the opinion that says the grandfather deprived the siblings from inheritance. When it comes to the application, you follow the court. Yeah, because this matter is not going to be dealt by us. It's the court who's doing. Yeah, just have to accept whatever they accept and ask Allah to forgive them. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّ أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ قُوَّ الْمَوْتُ. Okay, we are done with this. So they told him, we're going to be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After that, Yaqub alayhi salam was satisfied. Then he is happy to leave this life at that moment. You Allah, this is the best wasiyah you can give, you can leave with your family. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ أَعْظَمَ الذُّنُوبِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الشِّرْكِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ. That's why in Islam, the greatest sin is the shirk. Allah is the shirk. Al-ishraku bihi fil mahabba. And the root of the shirk in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mahabba. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّخِذُ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. There are some people who will take partners, you know, they will attribute partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where they love them the way they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this type of shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they make them equal to Allah because they love them in the way they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. But the case with the believers, you will find them always having a strong love in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contrary to the mushrikeen. أخبر سبحانه وتعالى أن من الناس من يشرك به فيتخذ من دونه ندا يحبه كما يحب الله وأخبر أن الذين آمنوا أشد حبا من أصحاب الأنداد لأندادهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى told us that these kuffar, they worship other than Allah سبحانه وتعالى by loving them in the way they love Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And he told us also the believers, they love Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and their love to Allah is much greater than the love of the mushrikeen to the idols, whatever they worship. وقيل بل المعنى أنهم أشد حبا من أصحاب الأنداد لله فإنهم وإن أحبوا الله عز وجل لكن لما أشركوا بينه وبين أندادهم في المحبة ضعفت محبتهم لله، والموحدون لله لما خلصت محبتهم له كانت أشد من محبة أولئك، والعدل برب العالمين والتسوية بينه وبين الأنداد إنما يكون بالتسوية في هذه المحبة كما تقدم. So Ibn al-Qayyim says there is another meaning mentioned by some scholars that the meaning of the ayah is that the one who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the believers, they love Allah more than the way those guys love Allah. Because those one also claim that they're loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately their love is mixed with shirk. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them as if they don't even have mahabba, because he doesn't need that mahabba. As he says, من عمل عملا أشرك فيه ما يغيري تركته وشركه. If somebody did something and he associate partner with me in that action, Allah said, I will leave him together with his shirk. So when they associate partner with Allah in their mahabba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in a situation as if they don't even have mahabba to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reality. There's no comparison between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creation. Whatever we do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has to be unique. You can't, you know, have the mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together with the mahabba of others. Yeah, natural love should remain. Yeah, we love a parent, we love the salihin, we love, those who are Muslims, you know. But the mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always taking the preference. How do we know that? Yeah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to do something and you don't do it because you don't want somebody to make comment negative against you, that means you love that person. Yeah, although when we ask him, who do you love the most? He will tell you, Allah. But his actions are falsifying this. Yeah, you have to prove it through your actions, through your work, you know, through your activities. You have to prove that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anybody else. قال ولما كان مراد الله من خلقه خلوص هذه المحبة أنه له أنكر من اتخذ من دونه وليا أو شفيعا غاية الإنكار وجمع ذلك تارة وأفرد أحدهما عن الآخر فقال إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يدبر الأمر ما من شفيع إلا من بعد إذنه ذلكم الله ربكم فاعبدوه أفلا تذكرون. So Ibn al-Qayyim says, if you look into the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find out that the real essence of the deen is that every Muslim should make sure that this muhabba for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khalisa lahu, is only for him alone. That's why anyone who is associated partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taking other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as wali or shafi'ah or any other things that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejected it completely. He says in the, yani sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combine both, you know, reject both in one place. Those people who are taking other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as awliya, and also at the same time shufa'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. The Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ سَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And then he settled on the arsh. إِسْتِوَى يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ. إِسْتِوَى that fit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls everything. Everything is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says in Surah Al-A'raf, أَلَى لَهُ خَلْقُ وَلَهُ. Creation belongs to Allah and command also belongs to Allah. مَا مِن شَفِيعٍ إِلَّا مِن بَعْدِ إِذْنِ. There is no shafi'a, you know, intercessor, you know, except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ فَأَبُدُوهُ. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, and as such you have to worship him. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُ. Why can't you reflect upon this fact, which is very easy and part of your natural disposition? قال تعالى الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش ما لكم من دونه من ولي ولا شفيع. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the heavens and the earth, and whatsoever is between the heavens and the earth, he does that في ستة أيام, in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُّغُوبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fatigue never affected us, or weariness. None of them. Physical weaknesses because of this or because of whatever you can imagine, never affected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's just an absolute plan of Allah. He wanted to do it like that, and He did it like that. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And He settled on the arsh. And then He said, مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا شَفِيٍّ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا شَفِيٍّ. You don't have any wali other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody to protect you other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you don't have shafi'a other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody is there to help you, nobody is there to save you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُ. Why can't you reflect on this fact? In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْ بِهِ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have to warn people with this Quran that is revealed to you, you know, and who is the one who is benefiting from this warning? الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَن يُحْشَرُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. Those people who have the fear of what to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they are resurrected back to Him on the Day of Judgment. These are the ones who benefit from the reminder. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah says, هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Why هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ? Because they are the ones who are benefiting from the Quran more. It's guidance for everyone, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned the muttaqeen because they are the, most people who are benefiting from the reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. And if you do that, perhaps they might have taqwa in their heart. وقال تعالى, أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُفَعَاءَ قُلْ أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what happened to them? Do they take other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as shufa'a? You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask them, even if those shufa'a, لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ, they don't own anything. Because those guys, you know, create and make idols, and they worship them other than Allah. They want this, if you ask them, you worshiping them, they will tell you, no, we are taking them as shufa'a, because we are not pure and clean enough to approach Allah. So we need to have between us and Allah a barrier, somebody who can take our act of worship to Him. You get either? That's what they see in the idols, you know. Yeah, at least this is what they said, although, you know, they worship them also as well, you know. Those people who are doing now, you know, the focus is all on the idol. That's why if you look at the shirk of people of today, you know, it's worse. In the past, you know, you might find some people who will tell you, yeah, Allah is the one. And we believe that our actions should go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we cannot go ourselves. The belittled human beings, in the way they don't see human being at the capacity of reaching Allah by himself. Somebody has to elevate him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, that even in that regard also they're wrong. They're wrong in the idea at first place, you know, because Allah hates this and Allah doesn't want to see you putting somebody between Him and yourself. You go to Him directly because it is shirk and it leads to shirk also at the same time. And we can see that at the end of people worshiping them, the real worshiping. From putting them, between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as intermediaries, but now they worship, you know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَقِلُونَ. What does the idol own? Read Quran in the place where they have that idol and the food which they put to him. Trust me, that food will remain until it got rotten. Nobody will take it. Yeah, I said, read some ayat al-Kursi, read some Quran. Yeah, to prevent shaitan from coming and eating it, you know, taking it, so that people will think that, yes, the idol is benefiting from it. Allah guide us to truth. Yeah. So they, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And they don't have aql. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ شَفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. Shafa'a belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. قال من ورائهم جهنم ولا يغني عنهم ما كسبوا شيئا ولا ما اتخذوا من دون الله اولياء ولهم عذاب عظيم. Behind them there is Jahannam. Jahannam is in front of them, you know, ahead of them they have Jahannam. Whatever they did in this life will never benefit them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to those who went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with dhulm in their life. And those idols and whatever they're taking as wali, you know, other than Allah, will never benefit them at all. And they will receive a great and a severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا كَانَ فَإِذَا وَالَى الْعَبْدُ رَبَّهُ وَحْدَهُ أَقَامَ لَهُ الشُّفَعَ وَأَقَدَ لَهُ الْمُوَالَاةِ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فَصَارُوا أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فِي اللَّهِ بخلاف من اتخذ مخلوقا وليا من دون الله فهذا لون وذاك لون. Ibn Qayyim says, if a person takes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his wali, and he does that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to establish for him shufa, the real shufa. This life on the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make everyone love him. One of the athar, author of the Muhabbatullahi Azza wa Jal, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make the creation loving you. Get an idea. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. If Allah loves you, He's going to make the creation on earth here loving you. Ibn Rajab says, you know, subhanAllah, sometimes Allah will make your enemy to protect you. Yeah, the story of Musa is not far from us to understand. Who was defending Musa? Pharaoh. And what was he looking for? Musa. For ages. And he killed thousands of kids because of Musa. Has been looking for Musa. Allah took Musa straightforward to the house of Pharaoh. He said, I want you to live here. That's Rabbul Alameen. Pharaoh was the one who is big. And he goes banana. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made Pharaoh to take care of him. And he has to do. He has his doubt, he has a reservation, but he has no control. Just have to follow. Yeah. So that happens when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. You know, this is just an example, you know. If you go through the history, you will see a lot. You Allah. But ittaqallah, dana lahu kullu shay. If you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is going to bow for you. You will never fail in your mission, inshaAllah. Kama anna shafa'at al-shirkiyya al-ba'dila lawnun wa shafa'at al-haq al-thalita. So these are two different shafa. You have the shafa'a which is based on shirk, and you have the real shafa'a which is based on the permission of Allah. You recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the one and the only one. The one and the only one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is setting up the shufa'a, not us. No, He chooses the one He agrees with and tell Him who to intercede for. And give permission for the intercession. These three conditions must happen. Allah must choose that person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be pleased with that person. And the mashfu' lahu, the person whom you are granting the shafa'ah, Allah must be pleased with him for you to give the shafa'ah. These two conditions, when they don't exist, la tanfa'u shafa'atu inda Allah. Nobody can come up and do any shafa'ah. وَعَذَا مَوْضُوا فُرْقَانِ بَيْنَ أَهْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ وَأَهْلِ الشِّرْكِ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ شَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. This is the barrier and the place of segregation between Ahl al-Tawheed wa Ahl al-Shirk. The Mushrikeen and the Muhideen, this is the line, you know, the borderline. وَالْمَقْصُودُ أَنَّ حَقِيقَةَ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ لَا تَحْصُلُ مَعَ الْإِشْرَاكِ بِاللَّهِ فِي الْمَحَبَّةِ بِخِلَافِ الْمَحَبَّةِ لِلَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ لَوَازِمِ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ وَمُوجِبَاتِهَا فَإِنَّ مَحَبَّةَ الرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بل تقديمه في الحب على الأنفس والآباء والأبناء لا يتم الإيمان إلا بها إذ محبته من محبة الله وكذلك كل حب في الله ولله. Ibn Qayyim says, المقصود, you know, the purpose and the main focus here is that the real ubudiyya لله عز وجل cannot happen with shirk in the mahabba. There is no way for a person to be having the status of ubudiyya lillahi azza wa jalla as long as he is doing the shirk in the mahabba. So there is no way for the person to have the correct, you know, concept, I mean, the title of ubudiyya if he is a mushrik. So this mahabba lillahi azza wa jalla is one of the necessities, you know, of the ubudiyya, umujibatiha. And there's no way for you to have this title of ubudiyyah unless if this muhabba is haqqa. And also when a person loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not just loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has to favor the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the love of himself. Because loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to love him more than the way you love yourself, more than the way you love your father, more than the way you love your children. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Sahihain, فَلَاثٌ مَّنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. And there are three things, whoever, you know, has them, definitely this person tasted the sweetness of iman. Number one, he says, أَنْ يَكُونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا سِوَهُمَا. To love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the way you love anybody else. To make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one that you love more than anybody else. وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْءَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. And to love somebody not for anything else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي النَّارِ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. And also to hate going back to kufr, just like the way you hate being to see yourself being cast in hell. وفي لفظ في الصحيحين لا يجد حلاوة الإيمان إلا من كان فيه ثلاث خصال. In another text in Sahihain, the Prophet said, nobody will reach the sweetness of Iman except somebody who qualifies or somebody who has three qualities. أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله وأن يكره أن يكره أن يرجع إلى في الكفر بعد أن بعد إذ أنقذه الله منه كما يكره أن يلقى في النار. This is exactly what I have just mentioned in the interpretation of the hadith. وفي الحديث الذي في السنن من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. In the Sunan, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever loves for Allah and he hates for Allah and he give for the sake of Allah and he deprive, you know, others, you know, he doesn't give them, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's doing that. فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. This person has completed his iman. وفي حديث آخر ما تحب رجلان في الله إلا كان أفضلهما أشدهما حبا لصاحبه. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, there will be no two brothers that will love each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're doing this love, you know, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that the best amongst them is the one that loves the other one more. Because the love is for Allah. So if you love him more, you will be the best in the eyes of Allah. You get the idea, right? If the love is for dunya, you will not get this virtue. But if he loves him for Allah, you know, the best among the two is the one who loves his brother more. Because the root of the love is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فإن هذه المحبة من لوازم محبة الله وموجباتها وكلما كانت أقوى كان أصلها كذلك. So Ibn Qayyim says this type of love, which is based on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is part of the necessities of the muhabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most stronger is the muhabba you have, which is based on Allah's pleasure. You know, the stronger that root of muhabba could be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's all for today, inshallah. The next topic is about Arba'at Anwa' al-Mahabba, inshallah. I will deal with this after Ramadan, inshallah. Usually when we stop a class, we resume back after Ramadan, a week after Ramadan, inshallah. People have Eid and enjoy and celebrate, and then we come back to the class, bi'idhni al-wahidi al-ahad, inshallah. So as I said, inshallah, every Thursday we talk about Sawm until Ramadan, bi'idhni Allah azza wa jal. And in Ramadan, the classes are going to be only for tafsir. Yeah? Only tafsir until the end of Ramadan, inshallah. Okay, barakallahu feekum. Let's move to question and answer. Okay, if there is any question from the class, if not, then let's run away. لا nobody is intending to ask?
Not yet.
Okay. So I guess everyone is satisfied. So let's run away. Inshallah. Okay, if there is no
for you. Getting to the tawassul in terms of tawassul. Some of them like might be misinterpreted in terms of tawassul. So can you more decide on?
Yeah, tawassul can only be done in three ways. Three ways, yeah. Number one, tawassul bi asma'illahi wa sifati, wa hadha afdal anwa tawassul, where you do the tawassul using the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahmani, you know. You mention the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his sifat, then you make your dua. Yeah, that's the best form of tawassul. And the second type of tawassul is tawassul bi al-ibadat wa ta'at, al-amal salih. You use your righteousness. After you finish any righteousness, you say, Ya Allah, accept my righteous deed and make it sincere for your sake. Ya Allah, accept it. And Ya Allah, make it one of the reason why you will give me this and that. Not to say, Ya Allah, I do this, give me this. No, that's Allah is, you don't do business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this way. You should just say, Ya Allah, accept my deed. Ya Allah, make it sincere for his sake and forgive the weaknesses I have in it. And Ya Allah, I ask you to make it one of the reason why you will accept me and grant me my need. So also, yeah. And the last form of tawassul is to ask a righteous person to make dua for you. Yeah, this is a weak form of tawassul because dua, it is always better for you to make it by yourself. Because it's ibadah. And ibadah is always better than you making it than asking somebody to make it on your behalf. Okay, thank you very much, inshallah. See you on Saturday, right? Saturday with the Bulugh al-Maram. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.